Buenos días, mi gente, and welcome back to another episode of Vino y la Verdad, hosted by the ladies of Wine and Wisdom 5. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hey. Hi.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Epa, I need my hat.
I don't have no margaritas, but I got a little bit of wine.
Pero es vino y la verdad.
I don't have my wine today.
No, it's okay. We got enough. Espérate, I'll take a swig for you.
Please,
Ladies, it's been a while. How are you? I've missed you guys.
Woo! You guys.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah. It's been crazy, though. I feel like it's, I don't know. I'm like, so my kids have been sick. I think I'm in that season. Mm-hmm. So it's been a little crazy on my end. But yeah, good to be back and see you ladies.
Absolutely.
I miss the energy 100%.
Yeah.
So today's topic, we're going to talk about taking advice. What's the best advice you've given? What's the best advice we've gotten? What do you guys think on advice? It could be a little shaky.
So I feel it depends where it's coming from. Because you said, sometimes it could be the best advice and sometimes it could be the worst advice. And sometimes people are just, it's not really advice, it's their own two cents that they're trying to put, right? So I think it depends.
Yeah.
What do you ladies think?
I have to agree with Gloria. You know, sometimes the advice could really be como maldición.
¿Verdad? You
know? Right, say it again. Oh. I like the way you said it. Say it again. You know?
Maldición.
Como que no viene de un good place.
Uh-huh.
Not a good place.
Yeah. You know, haters.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Or judgmental,
good, like,
right? Because it's un advice, pero they're judging you.
Uh-huh.
Don't you hate that?
Malos pensamientos. Something that you never even thought about.
Mira,
they make it like, they twist it for you, and then you go home like, what the fuck?
Right.
They're mind-fucking you is what I call it. That's a mind.
Yes.
I think that I'm speaking from my own experience when you have to know who you're asking advice from. Like, it doesn't come from everybody. Right. And that's something I had to learn and realizing like that person's advice was coming from a place of their.
It's not for your best interest.
It's not really for you.
It's what works for that person.
Yes. They were coming, bringing it from a place of hurt that they experienced.
Right.
And then they tried to put that on me. And I'm going to be honest, this was advice that, you know, when you want to vent about your significant other, so you vent, and I don't want to divorce the person, you know, it's just you're venting, but the advice was along those lines, and it just made me feel worse.
Wow.
So then I had to, someone else, you know, it's like you can't take advice from a person who's been scarred and hurt, because men to that person are scum no matter what. So it's not necessarily coming from a bad place. I don't think she even meant it that way, but it's from her scars and her.
Right. And it's not your own personal experience or what's happening with you. Like you said, you just wanted like someone to listen to, right? Someone who would listen to you, somebody who might direct you in some way or form towards how you're feeling. But that's not everybody that can do that.
Exactly. It's hard.
I think the best advice I always give people is, and I think I've done it with all of you at one point or another, I know I've done it basically with all my family and friends, is when they've come to me to vent, I say, you need to sit by yourself and put the good and the bad and make your own decision. No one can make it for you. I cannot tell you stay. I cannot tell you go. I cannot tell you do it. I cannot tell you don't do it. Only you yourself know how much you're willing to put up with, what you want to put up with, and what you can do.
Cheers to that.
I think that's the best advice I've ever given anybody.
Yeah.
Cheers.
And that goes across the board with relationships, with work.
Everything.
With an internal battle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
you know, we all tend to go to each other.
Right.
And sometimes we'll come in with happy venting and sad venting and sorrowful venting and, you know, but I think if it comes from a genuine place.
Yes. Right?
Like Jessica was just saying, like, she's been raw lately. Right. And I know I can be a little raw too sometimes, but sometimes it comes from a, you know, it's a genuine place.
Genuine.
Because the last thing I would want is somebody that's been in my life for such a long time to hurt or just, you know,
right,
suffer or anything like that. And I've experienced, you know, that if when you're in a certain situation, you really do have blinders on, mm-hmm. right? And if you have genuine people that are coming to you and telling you, listen, this is what's going on and you're not seeing it.
Right.
But like Gloria said, take the time by yourself and really and visualize going through.
Yeah.
So you can make a decision that you think is best for yourself. Because then here's the hook on the bullshit with the fucking advice. But you told me that I should, right?
O que me lo dejara.
Right. Bitch. Listen. You made the decision, so it's not my fault, right? I'm trying to give you advice. Right. Like, this is what I see, but at the end of the day, you're the one who's making.
You gotta make your own decisions.
We're not putting a gun to your head, right? To do whatever we advise you to do. It may have worked for me, but it's not gonna work for your situation.
Right.
There you go.
So advice can be a little tricky, you know. Especially like, you know, Gloria said it, like Jessica said, it's not coming from a genuine place.
From a genuine place or a good place or that they really mean well for you, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes people are like, ay, sí, hazlo, vete. But it's because they want to see you fail or they want to see you hurt or they want to see you not be happy in your marriage. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Claudia, you know, all you were doing was venting. You weren't trying to say, oh, I'm ready to divorce my husband.
Right.
But people, misery loves company. So if I'm miserable, I want you to be miserable. Right. If my marriage didn't work, your fucking marriage better not work. If I didn't get that job, you better not get that job.
Yeah.
And that's where it's so ugly and tricky. And I just don't understand.
And those are the type
it.
Of people you have to run from.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right? Because those are the people that drain that energy out of you.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
Positivity out of you. Yeah. You know, those are the people that you definitely, I
suck your life out. That's what I call it.
Yeah. They just
suck your life out. By the time you're done with them, you come home, you're like this.
Yeah.
Oh, it was exhausting.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. There are people that do that. They definitely. Yeah.
Definitely.
They're like a Venus flytrap.
Mm-hmm. So what was the worst advice you ever got, Francis?
The worst advice that I've ever gotten. I think the worst advice, I don't even know if I could say it on this.
okay, do another one.
Let me do another one. I think the worst advice I've ever gotten, or actually, I think it's, you know, inheriting my mom's hurt from her marriage, right? And then, you know, she would always tell me, oh, you know, tú tienes que viajar, tú tienes que bailar, tú tienes que do this and do that and do this and do that, right? Goza la vida porque los hombres son este y los hombres son los otros, right? So you've grown up, it's your mom. Your mom is telling you, right? And that's the person.
This is the best advice you're going to get in your life, right? It's your mom.
She never healed
from her pain,
from her experiences with my dad. And then I carried that
on to you.
Oh no, I got to do this and I got to do that and I got to do this and I got to do that. And then once I got older, I realized like I'm taking on advice.
What wasn't your cross?
Scorned. You know, she's so scorned to this day. She's 1,000 years old and she's still scorned, right? Like, you know.
She didn't take the time to heal.
She didn't take that time.
And that's what happens with a lot of people.
She suppressed all her anger and she, you know, she implemented that on my sister's marriage and my mother, you know, and tried to implement it on my marriage. And, you know, so I think I learned from that advice that she gave me in the sense that, yes, I should be more strong within myself and my marriage and not lose myself like the way she lost herself in her marriage. But I also learned that, you know, sometimes
you were prejudging without giving the person the chance. Prejudging
without even finishing my first date, you know?
Right.
So, you know, and I wouldn't say it's bad advice. It's just not, it wasn't the right advice for me.
Right.
You know, at that moment. So, you know, I think that's one of the, and it's sad to say it's from my mom, but I think it's just an example of taking advice from someone, you know, that hasn't healed. And another bad advice that somebody told me is, you know, when I was in college, I wasn't sure when I first started college, I wasn't sure what direction I wanted to go in. And I was just going to party on the cafeteria tables. And, you know, I wasn't I was going to Claudia's college and going to more of her classes than going to my own classes. Literally, this is a true story. And, you know, somebody was like, you don't need to go to college. Like, you don't need to go to college. You don't need to finish school. There's people that are super successful and they don't finish school and they make, you know, $100,000 a year, and which is true, right?
Right. But that's not for everyone.
That's that person. It worked out for that person.
Right.
Right. The same way college is not for everyone, that might not happen to me because I don't have an education, you know? So I'm glad that I did go back, even though it was at a later age.
But when I knew
what direction I really wanted to go in, and I knew where my passion was. I think if I would have finished in my early 20s, I would just have a degree just sitting there.
You wouldn't even be working whatever you would have finished at the time.
No.
Because you probably wouldn't have finished what you finished now.
Right. So I'm
it would have been a total different career.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was young, you know, I was a party person, but I'm glad that I kind of like didn't take that completely to heart, and I went on and I did finish school. So
cheers to you for that.
Well, thank you, darling.
So what about you, Jesse? What's the worst advice you've gotten?
Oh, so many. Let me see.
I guess let's pick the top two.
Right. Well, I guess one advice I will never forget, and I wouldn't say it was bad advice, but it was an advice that really made me think a lot. And that was, you know, as a divorced person, trying to find herself and exploring relationships, you know, it's challenging. So the advice I got from someone was, I have to settle. At some point, I have to settle. That what I'm looking for is not really, I have to, you know, weigh out my options and settle. And I was like, I have to, wow, I guess I have to settle. I guess this is the best. This is it.
This is it?
No, it's not.
But I thought about those words and I'm like, that can't be it. And, you know, the person that shared that advice with me, you know, struggles, you know, but, you know, I refuse to follow that advice.
Good girl. I'm proud of you.
I refuse.
Good.
But
we should never settle.
Ever.
That's not what life is about.
No.
In terms of nothing. And
that's in everything too. That's in relationships, at work, in friendships,
work,
everything.
Family, work, home, nothing. That's not what God made us for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He made us to achieve greatness. He made us to grow every day. He made us to want more, not be greedy. Don't misjudge what I'm saying, anyone listening to our show. I'm not saying being greedy, but we should always want more out of our lives and of what the world has for us.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And are you glad that you didn't take that advice?
I'm very, very.
Because you flourished so much in the past couple of years.
Oh.
Yes, you have. You've grown
I have. And it was a lot of work.
Yeah. It's self-care, right? Self-care, self-healing. Finding yourself is so important. It is.
Yeah. And then the best advice I received, picking back off.
Hold that one.
Yep. We're not there yet. Advice. Give us the other bad one.
Yes.
Give us the other bad one.
Wise segment.
The other
yeah, bad the good ones is for the next one.
Ay, mija, es que tanta bad ones. But that was the one that stayed okay. with me. You know, the settling. I don't want to settle in anything that I do. I want to strive for more, like you said, Gloria. Yes. And,
yes.
you know, it's all about figuring it out and taking your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Salud.
What about you, Claudia? What's the worst advice?
I know you already said about the one person when you were venting, but what's another one?
So definitely that was one that hit home like that.
Right.
Because I remember I was left in a bad mood and then I came home.
And
then
you bring it home.
Like, oh, a fight. And I'm like, wait.
For no reason.
Right. I think another one that, I don't know if it was advice or more than a comment, because you know how you have the five love languages, right?
Yes.
So I enjoy gifts. Like that's my thing, but I feel like people think that's a selfish thing. And I don't necessarily think they understand what it means,
right.
the gift giving. So it's always like, oh, but I remember someone, you know, just kind of made it seem like it was a little bit selfish and maybe I shouldn't like expect it. And I'm like, I think it's not necessarily the price of the gift.
It's right. just it's like the thought. It's the thought that counts.
The effort.
Right. The effort. Like, for example, Rodney went away last weekend. He was in California, whatever, and he bought me back a shirt. Like, I loved it. You just thought of me. It doesn't have to be $50,000. It doesn't have to be expensive. It just shows that, wow, you thought of me and thank you. I appreciate it. I feel appreciated. Mm-hmm. So I think one was like, you know, that it was a little bit selfish. And I was like, why? Because I like that. I like.
Right.
If then, you know, when you're married, you sometimes you don't get any like, you know, or things get lost in the shuffle of things. So that was something to like a conversation. And I was just like,
Sounds like a hater to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing about like that I should cook every night, like cooking, you know, because I think in the.
How dare they say that to you?
The culture. I'm sure it's a culture thing.
The culture. And it comes from family. Oh, you didn't serve me? You didn't serve? No.
Mommy, I guess those are the biggest critics we have in our lives.
And it's just like those little things, you know.
Those little things are false expectations, right? Because that's coming from their experiences, right?
Right.
But I know Rodney. Rodney be good if you come home with a bacon cheeseburger. As long as you feed the man, he's happy, right? So, you know, yes, I'm sure once or twice a night he likes a home-cooked meal, but if you're coming home at 7 o'clock and you just be like, look, babe, I picked up a wrap. Rodney don't care. He's eating that shit because he's hungry.
Yeah.
You know?
And
so,
it's just like if we go to family functions, if you go to family functions and I don't have not served him first.
Yes. I had that experience. Remember that?
It's like, I'm like, why can't he serve me? I'm carrying the baby. I'm feeding it. Why can't he go serve
himself? He should be serving me.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just like, come on. If it comes natural, it's not like I don't do it. And, you know, I'm like, hey, baby, you want me to get you a plate? No problem. But when it's like expectations.
It's different times. Honestly, very few of us still cook. Let me put it that way. Very few of us still cook.
Like, it's different.
I would say we're at least 80% of women that don't cook.
Yeah, we're working now. We're not staying at home. Like, it's hard.
I didn't know that. It's a high percentage.
In my own family, I know that there's a lot of women that don't cook. Like, yes, my mother, my sister, me, we cook, right? We're more of the old school generation, let's call it that, right? That's how you were up bought, right? You cook, you clean, you do the laundry, you clean the house, you take care of your home. Even whatever, you always find time to do those things, right? I may not cook every single night, but I cook almost at least 5 out of the 7 nights I cook.
Me too.
Right? Maybe we order out 2 times a week, me and the boys.
Same.
But nowadays, most women have the drawer full of menus, and that's what they do. They order out. or they marry men that cook.
That's a whole other segment.
Yeah.
What was your worst advice, Gloria?
Did I say that before or I didn't?
No.
So let's see. I've had a few. I gotta think of this one now because I gotta, like you said, I don't know, there's certain things I cannot say. I would say one of the worst, it wasn't even like an advice, it was more like a statement at me a month after my dad passed. And I was told, when are you gonna get over it?
Oh gosh.
And come back to your normal life.
Wow.
And it was actually about sex. So that was a ceiling point for me to end that relationship. Because guess what? My dad is going to be 7 years dead next month, and I'm still not over it.
That's a hurt.
And I'm never going to be over it.
For the rest of your life. That's nothing.
I'm never going to fucking be over it. It's my dad.
That's a hurt. You learn to deal with it differently
every single time, but you don't get over it.
No.
My mother just cried, my grandmother, this past weekend. And it's 45 years since my grandmother died.
Mm-hmm.
So is she supposed to get over it?
No.
So that was one of the most horrible things anyone could have ever advised me.
That's an ignorant person.
There was another one that said, and it was actually family, almost like what Claudia was told. Oh, now you're in this new relationship. You better know that you're gonna have to cook and clean and do laundry. And I said, whoa, hold up. I am a daughter of a king named God. And now I need to be served. I need to be taken care of. I need to be fed. I need to be served. And that's what I'm doing now in life. Those days of me being the one to cater to the man, done. Sorry. Yes, I will here and there, but it's not going to be, oh, this is what I have to do every day, because I go out and I work my ass off as much as a man.
Yep.
And I still take care of my home. So, no.
Yeah.
To you, Sonia.
Thank you.
Mic drop.
Bam. I can't drop it because I like this. Oh, my God. But with that being said, we will be right back with our Pero Porque Why segment with the best advice you've gotten. We will be right back.
Hey, ladies, welcome back. So we talked about our worst advice. Now let's talk about the best advice we've gotten. What has been your best advice in all areas of your life or one specific? Anybody?
I think one of the best advices, great grammar. the best advice I've gotten was someone told me, I'm not trying to soup myself up, but someone told me, you know, you're a giving person, you're hardworking, you're motivating, you do so much for everyone else, but you forget yourself within the process. And now it's time for you to be selfish.
Mm.
And I started doing that. And then the minute I started doing that, you know, my reaction, the reaction I got was like, oh, like, how dare you?
How
like,
dare you?
No. What do you mean no? What do you mean no, you can't do this? Or what do you mean no?
What do you mean?
And what do you mean no? And then it just started becoming friends saying no. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that.
Great feeling.
Yeah. It's like ownership of yourself, you know? So that was one of the best advice from a person that I would have never thought was paying attention to me in that way, but that's one of the best advice someone has ever given me. And another one was when I was struggling with the idea of going to school, because I was being told, why are you going back to school, like, you know, después de vieja, like, what are you gonna do with that, you know, with your degree and, you know, whatever, a friend of mine sat me down and was like, you finish that degree. It doesn't matter how long it takes you. It doesn't matter if you, you know, you do it for 3 or 4 years. It doesn't matter. Finish your degree. Finish your degree. Do not pay attention to anybody else, because those people have already living their life, and you're trying a new chapter in your life, and people don't like change.
Right.
People don't like seeing people progress when they don't have the courage to progress themselves. You finish.
Ooh, amen.
And I finished. And now I'm going back for my master's.
Good.
Awesome. So, yeah. Awesome. As long as it comes from a genuine place, and you feel the difference when it comes from a genuine place.
Right. You know. You
feel it. So I'm thankful to that. And then another advice, which wasn't an advice, but it's something that I saw, was from Kevin Hart. And like I was telling you guys, I was watching this show last night, and he said, you are the author of your own book.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You write your own book.
Yeah, you write your own story.
And make it a bestseller. Put the work into it and make it a bestseller. If you just want to write it and let it collect dust, then you write and let it collect dust. But it's not going to make a difference if you don't sell it. And I was like, yeah, we got to record tomorrow. Like, yeah, because I feel, you know, I think we have such a good thing here, and we have such great chemistry, and we're unique. And I feel like all these people on the outside have all this faith in us. And I know that we get caught up in life, and I don't want that to hinder the opportunities that can come with this, you know? So I was like, okay, Kevin, I see you. I hear you. Okay. So yeah, you know, I think motivation comes from different places. So what's the best advice you've ever gotten, Claudia? Life-changing advice, because those are life-changing advice to me.
I think it's been a different, several for different stages in life, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of my marriage, or in terms of like things like relationship. Just like when I had my child for the first time, before I had my child, one of my coworkers said to me, you have to let your husband do it his way. Like, if you start to control, then they're not gonna do it. And then he's never gonna do it. They're gonna be like, oh, well, she don't like it that way, I'm not gonna do it. So I always, that always stayed in my mind. So I, at one point, you know, you start like, oh, and I'm like, let me not. And you know, she's like, they're not gonna starve. They're gonna be uncoordinated outfits, but they'll be fine. So that was like the best advice that I got.
That is great. Because it's true.
I remember.
Let them do it.
That time that Ronnie, when Ariana was young, and Ronnie took Ariana to school, and her fucking Monya was like over here. And
like I'm like, wow. No.
Claudia went to go pick her. The teacher was like, you didn't do her hair this morning, right?
Oh my God. Pobrecita.
But Claudia was like, I'm gonna do it. She's like, I'm gonna do it, friend. And it was like,
yeah,
over here, but he did it. But he did it, right?
Pobrecita.
But it was so
from like bedtime, from anything, because then it'll fall on you. It'll be then that and then some. And I'm like, you know, right.
It'll be your fault.
Right.
Because he's making the effort, right. But we have to be conscious about it. It's not us. They're not going to do it the way we do it. But at least he's making the effort of doing it, you know? So if the Monios are here, as long as she's clean, you know, let the Monios be there. That's like, it's fine. It's fine.
Another thing, I don't know, but you are all frozen on my end.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh no.
No, none of us are frozen.
Okay. I don't know. Another thing relationship wise, just you know, I have to state what I want. Like, I can't run or expect him to know, you know, because Rodney's very good at making sure he gets his time, right? Like, I'm gonna go here, I'm gonna go bike ride, I'm gonna do this, and then we don't do that. Like, I feel like sometimes I'm like, okay, I won't go to the gym, I have to do this, instead of saying, I need you to be home by 6 o'clock, And as soon as they come home, you leave. You have to tell them what you want them to do so they can come and do it. Right. Other than that, because if not, they're not going to know.
And telepathy wasn't their major in college.
Right. And men, per se, they right. just don't. You have to just tell them, like, yeah. like everything. So yeah, that's yeah. something I've learned. Another one.
Basically, got to spell it out.
Spell it out.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it, like another thing in terms of goals and things like that, something that stuck out to me was if it doesn't scare you, you're not dreaming big enough.
Ooh, like, that's a good one.
You, if you, you know, when you step out of your comfort zone is one when you're growing right. and when shit is happening. So mm-hmm. that's always been something that sticks, you know, around. So right now going back to school is like scary for me.
And you'll but do like, it.
You know, it's something that I know it's stirring in there. And right. I've been feeling it for a while. So I just have to like stop making excuses. And just
do what it. Is it that you used
get
to
it.
Tell me?
Get your, it. You your got this.
Excuses, right?
I'm stronger. Be stronger than your excuses.
Yep. Yeah. Right. You got it.
Right.
You can do it.
I can't wait to celebrate your graduation.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. To be a principal.
Oh, I mean, right now, amazing. Let me just get the degree.
So amazing. You're gonna get it. You're gonna get it. That's already out there in the universe. You're getting it.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. What about you, Jess? What's the best advice you've ever received?
So I was told I had to learn how to spring clean my life every so often. So get rid of toxic people.
Good.
Toxic things. Which is not easy.
No, it's not.
Especially when those toxic people are people you love.
Right.
Right. So yeah. it that was hard. But listen, I've been practicing it and it has become very easy.
It's weightlifting off your shoulder.
I feel something. I'm like, vaya.
Pa fuera.
No, gracias.
And then another one was, which is kind of almost the same. You know, we have a lot of trauma, right? And we carry those things, as you said, Francis, earlier. And so letting go is you know, something that we have to learn how to, it was advised for me to do. Not in a bad way, it was just right. like, you know, you have to learn how to navigate through that and just let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
Holding on to it is not gonna make any changes for you. You're not gonna change it. So just, déjalo.
That's it.
So, yeah.
So. Yeah, I just posted something on Instagram. I'm trying to remember what it was. That I saw that it was one of the hardest things that we as individuals struggle with is letting go, because you're afraid that you're letting go a piece of yourself when you let that go, right? But you want to let go of that part of you. You want to let go of that toxic or that toxicity, right, those memories, right. that part of you. So I agree with you. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard, but if it's not beneficial to you, it's not going to help you grow. Yeah. It's okay.
Oh. Yeah.
And even it goes with, like, let's say you've been at a job for a long time, many years, you know, and yeah, you're so used to it, you know, don't get too comfortable.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Don't it's get a too care, com- right? In order for it to grow, you got to let yeah. it go.
Yeah. I actually heard a very good advice from a coworker of mine just over a few days ago. We were at a conference over at Mohawk Mountain, and she said, we have to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yes. Yep.
I was like, whoa, like that yep. is deep because
yep.
yeah, it gets uncomfortable sometimes. Car yep. conversations, you know, making changes, you know, moving forward to new, better things. It gets uncomfortable and then you do the self-doubt and, you know, it kind of yep. like feels bad, but. Yeah, Those are mine.
What about That's you, awesome. Gloria?
So I've gotten some really great advice, like Gloria said, through different stages of life, right? The first time I was gonna get married, actually, my mom gave me some amazing advice, and I've always worked with that, where she said, the advice I'm gonna give you getting married is you have to learn to be that every woman that he wants. Mm-hmm. So if he wants the woman that prays, you pray. He wants the woman that parties, you party. He wants the woman that likes sports, you like sports. He wants the woman that smokes, you smoke. She said, never say, oh, I gotta clean if he's telling you let's go somewhere. Never say, oh, I'm too tired if he wants to do something with you. Always be available. Be that different woman that he's looking for every time. And I thought that was amazing. And I've always lived by that. I've never said to anyone that I've been in a relationship with, oh no, I gotta clean first. I can't go with you. You know what I'm saying? I've never said, oh, my head hurts today. I don't think we should go out. Yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna, because I'll fucking do the makeup in the car. Again. I'll do whatever. Like, let's go.
Because so he won't ask you again if you keep saying no.
Huh?
He won't ask you again if you keep saying no.
Like, right.
No, he'll just go ask la otra. You know, that's what happens.
Right. And that's what happens. You know, just like us, we tend to think sometimes it's just us, the female, that has all these feelings. Men are very touchy-feely. Men also get bent out of shape. If you're constantly saying no, or I can't, or not now, you're basically pushing that person away. Believe it or not, as much as we tend to believe that, oh no, they're not like us, they're very much like us. But another great advice that I got was when I was left to raise my kids on my own 20 years ago, a friend of mine came and said to me, you're one of the most, and it was a man, he said, you're one of the most amazing women I've ever met. I wish I had a woman like you in my life. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna push yourself so far ahead with these kids that it's gonna be insane. And that, you know, and it's not that I had self-doubt of myself, right? Because we all know who we are. But it's like, it gave me this whole new thing, feeling about myself, where I was like, wow, he sees me like that and he's just my friend? Like, it's like, holy shit. And then I had gone to see someone else, and that person said to me, if the person that left you didn't know what you were capable of, he would have never left you with those two boys. But he knows you're going to push forward and push those kids forward, and that's why he left. And then you sit there, and you're like, fuck. And you don't get it at the time, but then you're like, the fuck yeah. You know, I got this, I can do this. So that was like two amazing different men that I didn't expect that type of feedback from at the time. And another great advice was just recently going through new changes, right, in my life. And again, someone dear to me said, follow your heart, follow your heart. Life is about taking risks. Life is about changes. Yeah, it's probably going to be some struggles in the way, but guess what? You got this. And I think those are amazing advices that I've gotten at different stages of my life.
It's, you know, kind of going back to what you were talking about, what your mom's advice, which is something similar, but also different in the sense of like, just not allowing, because I don't know if that's the right word, but right. Like allowing each other to right. be different.
Right.
Like,
right.
And what I mean by that is in the beginning, you know, Roddy's like, let's go rollerblading. I'm like, all right, right. Yeah, yeah, I almost yeah. died. I'm not doing that shit. I don't like it. I don't like that shit. Why am I going to go risk my life? You like it, you go do it.
But you
like,
might break your neck.
Yeah, I was like, that's not for me. You know, and if they like to do it, go ahead. Like,
go ahead.
I don't have to do everything you do. same no. as I don't have to do everything. Right. However, right. but respect right. the fact that I like to do it.
Right.
Right.
And don't exactly. get upset. Right. Like, you know, his biking. Like, I know he right. enjoys it. I know it.
In other words, don't change the person that you are.
Right. No, you don't have to change
him right. because. You know, you want to keep your
right yourself, person, your identity,
yourself, your identity. Yes.
Right.
So right. I that was something fun. You know, you learn along right. the way, and I'm just like, yeah. you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'll do this. And yeah. he had to learn that too from me. Like I love dancing. I'm like, let's take a dance class. I mean, he tried yeah. it. He's like, ah, that's not for me. I'm like, okay. bye. But don't right. get mad when I go dancing and you're
right, right. but at least you try things together. Right.
But at least you made the effort to try.
Right.
At least you made the effort to try.
And now, it doesn't mean that you're gonna love it. It doesn't mean you're gonna right. like it. It doesn't mean, you know, it's right. for you, but at least you try.
Right. So you know, we've had that. I was like, so don't get mad when I dance. Porque a mí me gusta. And
yeah.
So we've gone out and he's like, fine, like go. You know?
That's true. But so that's what compromise is all about. That's right. the compromise in the relationship, yeah. right?
And then we do have things that we do enjoy together.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Like we eat together. We'll go biking. I just don't need to go on like 50 miles.
Well, Ronnie likes to go cross country biking. He comes
right, like that's not to, like, I don't Europe, need, you know, I like, want to cruise. Like I'm a cruise. Yeah. I'm a, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's important that we're you know, you're an individual, he's an individual,
yeah.
and just because you are together,
yeah.
it doesn't mean
you don't got to do everything together.
No,
because that becomes a toxic relationship.
Yeah,
if you got to do everything together, that's toxic. No.
You got to stay true to yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Stay true to yourself 100%. I think that's one of the best advice, you know, we can
absolutely
agree on across the board. Stay true to yourself in every relationship, at work. You know, don't have a work laugh, you know, laugh, you know, be yourself at work, you know, be yourself within your friendship. Some people, you know, tend to gravitate and, oh, but she buys, you know, she has Louis Vuittons and she has Chanel. And then now you can't afford it. Your bank account is negative because you want to have those Chanels and you want to have Louis Vuittons. With the Boutons and the seashells. And
thank you. We like Shein.
I'm okay with it. You know what I mean? So always stay true to yourself, and you know, in life, in love, and in business, you must always be an honorable partner. Remember.
Amen.
This. Remember that. And with
that, you're giving good advice. Look at you giving advice.
With that being said, we're gonna go to our next segment, which is entertaining con Francis, and I'm gonna tell you guys about my trip around the world at Epcot.
Uh-huh.
We'll be right.
We know you will.
Hey guys, welcome back to Entertaining Con Francis. So I got my Minnie Mouse ears on and I want to tell you guys all about my trip to Epcot Center, and we did the drinks around the world. It was an amazing experience. I definitely advise you to try it and go. Definitely some tips along the way. Eat a very good breakfast and lunch before you start this journey. We started in Mexico and we went all the way around to Canada. My breaking point was Japan after the sake. If you like to try different drinks, if you like to try different foods from different countries and different cultures, this is definitely the way to do it. We started with some tequila in Mexico and some tacos, and then we went on to United States of America, and you can get some burgers, some homemade banana pudding, banana bread, and you can go into the American building and they have the whole history of America there, from outfits to the Gettysburg address to everything. It was definitely an amazing experience. And you can move on to Germany and Norway. In Germany we had these chocolate shots. It tasted like spiked Yoo-hoo. It was really good, but keep in mind, if you're going to Germany and you have this chocolate shot, the next stop is Japan and you're going to drink some sake. the two don't mix. So you just got to be very mindful of what you're drinking and what you're eating. Definitely check out Nine Dragons throughout your journey. Have lunch there. The lunch was great. It's a perfect pit stop right in the middle of your journey. Because then when you continue, some of the liquors are beer, and beer can be very heavy. Canada is very known for their beer. Morocco is also ale. So definitely go with a couple of girlfriends, get your itemized shirts, get your Minnie Mouse ears, and check out and go have drinks around the world at Epcot. It was an amazing experience. Check out my TikTok at Lady ECE. I did a two-part TikTok telling you all about it. I hope you have fun and you enjoy it. Bye. So guys, how did you like our show today about all the advice, good advice, bad advice, drinks around the world?
I think it was a great episode. It's so important, right, to talk about advice. Like we said, mm-hmm. It could be good, it could be bad. And I definitely love your drinks around the world. It was like, oh my God, those TikTok videos, I was dying. We definitely got to do it.
I didn't mean to cut you guys off, but I have to give a shout out to my friend Cammy. She actually gave me the gift as a birthday gift to go to Epcot. Aww. And have that experience of drinks around the world. She beat me because she finished all countries. but I love you. Thank you for the amazing experience. Thank you for the weekend away. We had so much fun along with her daughter. She put up with us and it was an amazing time. So I have to.
That's so cool.
Yes. Which I love her and thank you for
definitely
that.
Shout out to Cammy.
That I love that you had a cool trip. I'm glad you had a good time.
Thank you.
Now, I love that you still celebrate yourself. You know, so many people kind of like, oh, it's another birthday, you know, and it's just like, no, bitch, celebrate your fucking birthday. You know, like tomorrow is never promised.
No, at all.
Nope. You just got
to. All we got is today for sure.
Yeah. I think today's episode was so great because, you know, good advice is great, but sometimes you forget. So. Mm-hmm. Pulling them back out and like just, you know, remembering like, you know, that it's important to follow and not forget those little words of wisdom that people share with us.
Yeah. You know, Cammy actually said something to me on the trip when I was like, you crazy. I was like, so last minute. I don't know if I can get the days off, you know, whatever. She said, well, guess what? Somebody told me last week that I was crazy too about going. And I was like, you only live once. And then my coworker was like, no, you don't live once.
You live every day.
You only die once.
Was
like, so I booked our tickets. I booked our airline tickets and a hotel. And I was like, let's go. You can work from Florida. And next thing I know, I was on a plane to Florida. So
it's true.
Nice. So true. So true. And someone just told me, now that you say that, just last week, I think I was asked, why are we so happy about to have another year? Because I was like, you know, it's another year of life. And the person said, actually, no. It's a 1 year less of life.
Oh.
And I was like, I've never seen it like that.
No,
so that's why you should celebrate, is what the person was saying, because you're getting older.
Older, yeah.
You understand? Not to celebrate, to celebrate because you actually have one less year.
I never seen it like that.
Neither
have I.
Yeah,
that's a little bit on the negative side.
I know. Right?
I was like, unsure.
The cup is half full.
I like it better the way I see it. It's another blessing. It's another year of life. But I never had seen it as it's one less year of life. Like
I see it. My numbers are getting higher, but my mentality and my actions are getting younger.
As she wears her Minnie Mouse,
her Minnie Mouse ears.
Well, you know, because we realize, you know, the young keeps us young.
Like
your daughters keep you young. My students like live you there. It's important. I was listening to a podcast about stereotypes of, you know, getting old, how, you know, older people, they're not creative, or they're, you know, certain things that, and it's important to, like, older people should hang out with younger people. Yes. Younger people should hang out with older people because we learn from each other.
Exactly.
It's pretty cool. So, advice can be taken from all walks.
All aspects.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching our show. Tune in next week as we sit and talk with motivational speaker, mentor, life coach, and part of the Queen Warrior family who are reshaping women all over the country with their Queen Warrior workouts.
Yeah. I can't wait to meet her. I love her energy. Jennifer focuses on supporting women's minds, bodies, and souls by promoting positive energy, words of affirmation, and self-love. You gotta love that. Mm-hmm. You can catch her every Thursday night at 9 p.m. on Queen Warrior TV.
Nice, I'm gonna tune in. So don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and tune in and listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and now you can watch us on Spotify at Wine and Wisdom 5.
Oye, ven acá. Don't forget to take a minute to sip some wine and share a little wisdom. See you next time.
Bye.